It's not hard to find an audience for a soccer game in this town. Now, Andrew Lloyd Webber, I suppose we should call him, he is a lord, is looking to see if he can get the same sort of interest for a musical about soccer. The Boys in the Photograph is Lloyd Webber's new show, written with Ben Elton. It's just opened at the Royal Alexander Theatre. Our Lynn Slotkin is here to tell us whether it scores or should be shown the red card and sent to the showers. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt. It's the Lord Lloyd Webber.
I don't know whether Ben Elton has any sort of official title, but we'll... We'll find out.
Yo, Ben.
Who are the boys in The Boys in the Photograph?
The Boys in the Photograph are a group of young Irish Catholic men who belong to a local football, or as we know it, soccer team in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Their coach, who is also the local priest, took the photograph when the boys won a place in the regional final championships.
Well, that's lovely.
Yes.
What is their story?
Their story. The boys in play and their girlfriends are living in Belfast, Northern Ireland between 1969 and 1972. And this was the time during the Troubles when Belfast was a battlefield. The majority Protestants were clashing with the minority Catholics, and both were uncomfortable, that's being kind, with the occupying British Army. This group of young men and women, mainly Catholic, are trying to live and love with some sense of normalcy. And one of their pastimes is, not surprisingly, soccer. John Kelly is the star player, and Mary is his girlfriend. There is a Protestant player named Dell on the team as well, who tries to be apolitical and just fit in. But he's given trouble by the team hothead, a militant Catholic and nationalist named Thomas. The musical follows the various fates that befall these boys in the photograph as the political tensions invade their lives, often with tragic results.
Now, this musical had another life before it arrived here. What's the story behind the story?
Well, it comes to Toronto with a very British pedigree. The Lord Lloyd Webber, Andrew Lloyd Webber, wrote the music, and Ben Elton wrote the book and lyrics. And back then, it was called The Beautiful Game, when that's what soccer was known as at that time. I saw it then as well. And Ben Elton has called the show a metaphor for the Troubles. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Both were not satisfied with the show when it was first done in 2000 in London, even though it ran for a year. Elton and Lloyd Webber thought they could do better. That's fine. Fast forward several years. In 2005, the IRA disbanded in Northern Ireland. In 2007, the British Army left Northern Ireland, and the musical changed as well. Lloyd Webber removed some songs. He added two songs. He changed the name of one song from his original score. However, the overall score is basically the same as the one done in 2000, complete with his annoying, over-emotional orchestrations. Elton also made some changes in his book as well, for instance. In the London version, the ending was a downer, which in a way reflected both the troubles that were going on then. And now the ending is more upbeat and hopeful, reflecting the changes that happened in Northern Ireland. Elton and Lloyd Webber test ran this product, their new version, in Winnipeg at the Manitoba Theatre Centre this past spring, and the intention was then to bring it into Toronto as part of the Mirvish season.
I think I know the answer to this, given what you just said, but is the new version improved?
Unfortunately, it is not.
Oh.
Elton's book and lyrics are too superficial in giving anything other than a surface view of the Troubles, and that diminishes the seriousness intended in the work. And saying the game of football is a metaphor for the Troubles is wishful thinking on the part of Ben Elton, I'm afraid. You know, sure, we have violent language to describe the game, you know, like kill the opponent, beat them up, you know, murder them, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But if you don't know who they're actually playing in the game, then that sort of weakens the argument, does it not? You know, were they playing Protestants for this championship?
Mm.
I don't know. And we only see them play one game. So I don't understand what he's talking about. It would be clearer if we had an idea who the opponent was and saw more playing. The one Protestant player, Dell, was bullied by Thomas to leave the team. Thomas seems to have single-handedly been responsible for Dell leaving. No one else on the team even mentions Dell again. And you have to wonder, well, somebody leaves your team and you don't mention anything about it? That muddies the situation.
Yes.
If anything, the animosity between characters happens mainly between Catholics and how they respond to the crises. Some just want to live in peace. Others are persuaded to join the IRA. clashes with the Protestants almost become second afterthought, and we hardly see any kind of relationship to them.
Does the production make up for any of the shortfalls that you've described here?
First of all, let me just say, bravo to all concerned for using all Canadian talent from the cast and the creative team. The Canadian cast, many from Toronto, is exemplary. John is played by Tony LePage, and he's got a boyish charm and a really strong voice. As Mary, Erica Peck is sassy, brassy, and forthright with a rocking voice, and audiences might remember her as Scaramouche from We Will Rock You. Mm-hmm. But Ben Elton also directs the show, and he just doesn't have the sharp, inventive ability needed to lift this show off the ground. His staging is pedestrian. His relationships are not clearly established. He doesn't set scenes in specific areas to make sense. You know, for example, if Del is being bullied by Thomas in the locker room and had witnesses, we could see why he was going to leave it. But that's sloppy. And the cast, I found, made up in loudness, boisterous energy, and over-amplification what the show lacks in substance and depth. You know, alas, a strong cast, I can't say anything but, you know, red card.
She brought the red card as well.
We have props in this.
Lynn, thank you. I'll try and avoid
Pleasure.
The red card myself. Uh-huh. Lynn Slotkin is our theater critic. She also publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter. The Boys in the Photograph is at the Royal Alex through the 1st of November.